98.1 Radio Free Santa Fe. Eric Davis interrupting Jan's show for just a bit because we have a very special guest here in studio. Legendary Austin musician Alejandro Escovedo is in town for a big show tonight at the Lenzic with David Hidalgo from Los Lobos. Alejandro, how you doing?
Good to see you.
Glad you're here. This is very exciting for me. How did you and David Hidalgo hook up for this show this evening?
Well, we've known each other, actually. The first time I met David was probably back in about 81 or 2. I was in Rank and File at the time, a band. We were opening up. We did a show at the Texas Ballroom on the campus of UT, and it was Joe King Carrasco headlining. Rank and File was second. Then this band from East LA called Los Lobos drove up in a station wagon and a small trailer, and about six big Chicano guys got out, and it was Los Lobos. And needless to say, they blew everybody away, and they were the best band of the evening. And I fell in love with them, and we became friends. And the next time they came to town, they actually stayed at my house. And it was the first, we did the first True Believers show with Los Lobos, you know. So after that, we were like, True Believers were like Los Lobos' little brother band. We'd tag along with them, and we went on tour. I think we did 43 shows in 45 days once. And, you know, when we didn't have enough money for a hotel room, they'd buy us a hotel room, and we'd crash on their bus or whatever. But it's been a friendship that has lasted that long, and not only am I a big fan, but I really admire them as people, and I just love them, man. So it's been great. And David especially has always been, he sang on one of my records and has been very supportive over the years. So, you know, he's a special mate.
Well, you name-checked a few of the bands that you have some history with. True Believers, Rank and File. The Nuns was kind of the first one where you got some attention, yeah. Isn't it? What year was that?
Well, Nuns actually formed in about 75. We lasted till about 78 when we moved to New York and moved to the Chelsea Hotel. And I lived there during the Sid and Nancy days, you know.
Oh, boy.
That was my neighbor. In fact, we were just talking about it the other day because a friend of mine's writing a book about those days, and we were talking about, you know, our version of the story and how different it is than what the public knows, you know.
Yeah, I can only imagine what we don't know. I've got a quote here from David Frick of Rolling Stone. I don't know if you've heard this before, but he says, musically, Alejandro Escovedo is in his own genre. How does that make you feel, that you're self-defining according to
somewhat lonely, yet. No, it's... You know, it's a beautiful thing to be able to find your own voice, right, in any form of artistic expression. So I take it as a great compliment, number one, especially coming from David. And, you know, when you try to marry distortion and strings, a chamber piece, you're delving into an area that's not very well... you know, I mean, it's not very well exposed to the public, you know. So I had to find a way to make rock and roll music that had strings and told stories. And I took various influences, everything from Ronnie Lane and Slim Chance to Ian Hunter, Mata Hoople, to John Cale's album Paris 1919, to another album by Lou Reed called Street Hassle, which had a suite in it. And one thing I definitely wanted was the strings to be as aggressive as the guitars, you know. I didn't want to use them as kind of sugary overtones. I wanted them to be part of the band. And that's what we've been striving to create all these years.
Well, it says in one of the many bios that I found online for you that you show up at a gig. It could be just you and a guitar, a huge chamber rock orchestra, a rock and roll combo, a string quartet. Obviously, you pick the players to play with you,
yes,
that fit the thing. Now, back to the bands for a minute. How do you feel being a solo artist as opposed to your band days? What does that do for you at this point in your career?
Well, you know, it's all I ever wanted. I mean, I wrote this song, and the first line in it says, all I ever wanted was to be in a four-piece band, you know? And I just love rock and roll bands. And I love the idea of a band as a gang, as someone, you know, we all hang out together, we look good together, we show up, and people know we're just not civilians, we're a band, you know?
That's right. I like that, civilian versus band member.
And I love that. So being solo is very odd for me, you know, because I've I also love the collaborative things so much, you know. But yet at the same time, I got a lot of songs now. I got a lot of stories to tell. And I can do it. I know I can do it. It's just a different type of a presentation.
Got it. Well, speaking of songs, why don't you do something for us?
All right. So I'll show you this. This is and as I said earlier, the guitar for me has always been a tool for writing songs. You know, I don't think of myself as a guitar player. But this song in particular is off the latest album I just put out called Big Station. And it's about my hometown, San Antonio, Texas. It's about a guy who's left, comes back, still looking, searching for himself, I guess, in a way, still uncomfortable in his own skin, but still finds a great comfort in his hometown, you know, even though it's changed quite a bit. So this is called San Antonio Rain. Seems like everybody's trying to sell me something I don't need. Might be a half pound of cocaine, quarter gram of Mexican weed. But the last thing I need is something that'll dull my pain. I'd walk from here to San Antonio just to taste the cool tongue of the rain. But the rain ain't gonna come. Nah, the rain don't wanna come. Give me something strong. I think I've felt enough of this. I asked the bartender for doubles. The bartender says I should quit. Once I could find a friendly face in every corner of this town. When you don't recognize a single soul, what's the use in hanging around? 'Cause the rain ain't gonna come. Nah, the rain don't wanna come. Rain ain't gonna come. Nah, the rain don't wanna come. Nah, nah, nah. Something pretty in my ear. I just laid down to rest my eyes. When I woke up, there was nobody there. I hear the ocean calling, calling like a long lost friend. Think I'll go back to California, but I'm not sure they'd let me in. The rain ain't gonna come. Nah, the rain don't wanna come. Rain ain't gonna come. Nah, the rain don't wanna come. I'll go back to California, but I'm not sure. let me in.
91 Radio Free Santa Fe, Alejandro Escovedo. Our tiny little studio audience here is in town tonight for a show at the Lenzic, where he'll be performing with David Hidalgo from Los Lobos. We will have some tickets to give away at the end of this show, which will also include invitations to the post-show party. And we all know how cool post-show parties are.
They can be.
So keep it tuned right here. When we're all done, we will definitely give those away. If you want to buy tickets, you can go to the Lenzic box office if you got some time, or online at ticketssantafe.org. But that show is tonight at 7:30 at the Lenzic. It's a day. So you said you had another one you wanted to play for us today. What's that about?
Well, this one could be about any place, really, but it's about Austin, Texas, and the changes that have taken place in Austin. Where, I look at Santa Fe, and it's quite different than it was the first time I came here. Was in the late 70s, I guess, and it's changed quite a bit. But Austin, you know, having been kind of a bohemian oasis in Texas, in a very conservative right-wing state, it's where all the kids from all the farms and stuff came to if they wanted to express themselves. And, you know, we've had great songwriters, Towns, Billy Joe Shaver, Willie Nelson, Jubal Clark, Butch, Jimmy, all of these great people. Terry Allen was there for a while. Have all made it just this songwriter's mecca. And, the dot-coms came in the 80s and the clubs were torn down. A lot of them moved. A lot of them ran out of business. So this is about the way that people don't want it to change, but change is inevitable. You know, it's called the bottom of the world. Austin's changed, it's true. Show me what happened. Tonight the TV's throwing colors on the wall. The cities of the world reduced to ashes. Where I sit at the bottom of the world. Oh, there used to be a phone booth down here on every corner. You used to call me up just to say my name. For walking alone. So get yourself on back to Houston.
All right, Alejandro Escovedo here, 91 Radio Free Santa Fe. We're going to take a little break, play a few commercials. We'll come back, finish this up, and give away those tickets. How's that sound?
Sounds great.
All right, stick around, everybody. This is getting fun.
This holiday season, REI wants to know, why do you go outside?
For the love of walking. Trails.
Campfires.
Coats.
The final days of fall.
For the love of winter.
Flakes.
Gloves.
Scarves.
Snow packed in a ball.
For the love of skiing.
Boarding.
Powder.
Air.
Answering winter's call.
For the love of outside, REI has it all.
Gear, guidance, inspiration. Visit REI for outdoor gifts this holiday season. Now through December 9th, spend $100 or more and get a $20 promotional gift card. Restrictions and card expiration dates apply. Visit your local REI or REI.com.
The Genoviva Chavez Community Center is the best place in Santa Fe for family fun and fitness. Register now for the Triple Threat 3-on-3 soccer tournament December 22nd and 23rd. Open to youth from 10 to 18 with divisions in elementary, middle school, high school, and adult boys and girls with a 3-game guarantee, and the fee is only $50 per team. Registration ends on December 14th. Call today for all the details. 955-4000. Visit ChavezCenter.com or stop in today. The Chavez Center on Rodeo Road.
Welcome to Carlsbad, New Mexico, and Christmas on the Pecos. All aboard.
We're getting on a boat.
Watch your step.
Here we go.
Imagine the night clear and cool. You're bundled up, and there's a tingle of a chill on your nose. And then, all of a sudden, Christmas comes alive with the twinkling of lights as you travel up the Pecos River.
Oh, look, how cool.
Oh, look, there's Santa.
You can even see the sleigh.
For tickets, call 575-628-0952.
Christmas on the Pecos in Carlsbad, New Mexico, November 23rd through December 31st. ChristmasOnThePecos.com.
Hi, Janice Lucera, owner of MVD Express. When trying to get things done has you beat, get into the rhythm of saving time at MVD Express. Licenses new or renewed on cars, trucks, boats, cycles, ATVs, too. Get your registrations and titles in place. Get an ID so you can show your face. Pay most tickets, see a notary. Find MVD Express with a big green sign. More services, more convenience, more time saved. Look for the big green sign and stop by for your own Q&E session. Quick and easy. Licenses new or renewed on cars, trucks, boats, cycles, ATVs, too. Get your registrations and titles in place. Get an ID so you can show your face. Pay most tickets, see a notary. Find MVD Express with the big green sign.
MVD Express, get in, get done, get going.
Open 6 days a week. Weekdays 8 to 6, Saturdays 9 to 3. We have written driver's tests in Spanish, too. MVD Express, 850 St. Michael's Drive in Santa Fe.
Heath Concerts invites you to celebrate the Christmas season with one of the most amazing, enchanting voices in American music, Aaron Neville.
Bells will be ringing, the glad, glad news. Oh, what a Christmas.
Celebrate Christmas with Aaron Neville live at the Lenzic this Monday, December 10th.
The stars will brightly shine.
Get your tickets now at the Lenzic box office or online at TicketsSantaFe.org.
Holy night.
Don't miss an enchanting Christmas celebration with the incredible Aaron Neville. Live at the beautiful Lenzic Theater this Monday night. Presented by Heath Concerts. Visit HeathConcerts.org for more.
Since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
98.1 Radio Free Santa Fe. Eric Davis sitting in. Studio 2 session with Alejandro Escovedo here, who is playing the Lenzic this evening, 7:30, with David Hidalgo from Los Lobos. Now, we talked, you had a long-standing relationship with David that kind of goes back and forth. Are you doing more of these shows with him?
We're doing one more. We're doing one in Salt Lake City tomorrow evening, I guess it is, yeah. And then, you know, we both got a lot of work to do. And then we're going to meet up apparently in the summer and do a tour. My band, Los Lonely Boys and Los Lobos.
Together. Wow, that's a tour.
Yeah. So that'll be in the summer. It's scheduled for the summer.
Well, hopefully you guys will come to the neighborhood.
I'd love to. Love to. Everybody loves it here, so yeah.
Well, and on that note, let's play a Los Lobos song since sure. David's going to be there tonight. How about Will the Wolf Survive right here on 98.1 Radio Free Santa Fe?
but he'll find his way by the morning light. Sound across the nation, coming from young hearts and minds, battered drums and old guitars, singing songs of passion. It's the truth that they all look for, something they must keep alive. Will the world survive? Will the world survive?
DA1 Radio Free Santa Fe, Los Lobos with How the Wolf. Will the wolf survive? Well, I hope the wolf survives. I know they're doing some wolf shooting out here for some strange reason. Yeah, the gray wolves became overabundant, and some little gun shop was sponsoring this mass killing, and there was so much in the papers. There were so many people protesting against it. I think it finally ended up going away. Oh, man. So I'm here with Alejandro Escovedo, in case you're just tuning in. He's playing tonight at the Lenzic Theater with David Hidalgo from Los Lobos, which is why we played the Los Lobos song. But you were telling me an interesting story while we were off air about somebody doing one of your songs recently.
Yeah, I was just saying that, you know, I don't get a lot of covers, but one of my great heroes has always been Bobby Bear Sr., and he covered a song that I wrote called I Was Drunk. And it's on his new record that, you know, he's got Buddy Miller and all those guys, that band, that crack band that plays with Emmy Lou, you know. And so it's a really great sounding record, and to have him, you know, there's two things that have happened in my life. I've heard Willie Nelson sing my words, and I've heard Bobby Bear sing my words. And when those guys take your songs, they take it to another place entirely. I mean, they've lived it, they know it, and they're not afraid to go there. They have no fear. And I'm telling you something, you learn every time you listen, you know. And it was a beautiful experience for me. So,
and speaking of which, we talked a little earlier today about Bruce Springsteen.
Yeah.
That you guys have hung out a couple times and appeared on stage together. How did that relationship start?
Well, it began with me being signed by John Landau Management, you know. But of course, if to be on John Landau Management, you have to get the approval of the boss, of course.
Oh, yeah.
So we got the okay from the boss, and actually we're the only two artists on in the roster, and you know, it's been, I mean, Bruce is one of those artists, I can talk about a lot of stories about the ones who act inappropriately and make you wish that you'd never met them, you know, some of your heroes. But this guy was everything you'd want him to be, everything you expected him to be: gentleman, gracious, kind, polite, a rocker, true believer in rock and roll. And just a great guy, and he's been extremely generous with me, and I just love him. I think he's amazing.
Well, I do a show on Saturday mornings called Out of the Vault. We do a lot of obscurities and rarities and imports and promos only, and so I dug up this version of you and him doing Always a Friend. Would you like to hear that?
Yeah, sure, if we have to. No, yeah.
You're talking to other people doing your words. I figured it was a good segue.
Let's do it.
All right. Always a Friend, Bruce Springsteen, Alejandro Escovedo, 98.1 Radio Free Santa Fe.
Coming out of New Jersey, I've always been a big fan of the Texas songwriters. So I always like coming down this way. I get a chance to meet a few of my friends, the folks whose work I admire. It's been one fellow's been putting out good records for so long, he's gonna come up. Alejandro Escovedo. He's going to sit. Who's got it? Nails.
My smoke, drink my wine, fill my snakeskin boots somewhere I'll never find. Still be your lover, baby.
On Radio Free Santa Fe, that was Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band with their special guest, Alejandro Escovedo, who is playing the Lenzic Theater tonight, 7:30, with David Hidalgo in, I guess they're calling that the sixth installment of Heat's Concerts, Songs and Stories, and this one's called From East L.A. to Austin, which I guess is pretty appropriate. So in conclusion, wrapping this up, anything else you got? The latest CD is
Big Station. Big Station, another album produced by Tony Visconti, and I co-wrote most of the songs with Chuck Prophet again, and I loved making it, and it's a different sounding album for me, but kind of a departure. And the last thing I want to say is that, having done this for 35 years now and written songs for probably about 30 of those years, I've got quite a few songs now. And on December 29th at the Moody Theater in Austin, we're representing the whole catalog I've got my orchestra. I've got a kid's choir. I've got Hammond B3. I've got grand piano. I've got backup singers, horns. I've got strings. I'm bringing everybody back. And we're going to do a three-hour show with an intermission in which we just show, tell the whole story with images behind us and lighting. And it's kind of, it's called Recollections and Reverie, it's called.
Oh, that sounds great. I hope you can get someone to film that. That sounds like a really once-in-a-lifetime.
You know, but it's time to kind of just say goodbye to a lot of that kind of stuff and move forward. So it's a good time to do it, I think.
Well, cool. And then we will keep our eyes open for you and that tour this upcoming summer with...
Next summer, 2013.
2013, Los Lobos.
And Los Lonely Boys
and Alejandro. Yeah. All right, well, thank you so much for stopping in today. This was a great pleasure to me. Hope to see you guys at the show tonight. Now, here's how we're going to give the tickets away. Alejandro did two songs live in the studio today, and each one of them referred to a different city. The first two people who know what two cities Alejandro spoke of are going to get tickets to the show and invites to the after-show party. Eric Davis, I'm going to let Jan get back on the air, and we're going to say goodbye to Alejandro. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Great station.
Thank you. All right, 98.1 Radio Free Santa Fe.
Once we got inside, our magic carpet ride really began.
98.1.
Aren't instruments fun?
Radio Free Santa Fe.